Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kurisus Dav Zayin, Kurisus 7a, pagination is 13. We're going to be starting counting up from the wide lines, about 8 lines at the 2 dots, Aleilu Chayavim Al Zidono, which is referencing the Mishnah on Daf Beis, where we learnt. Aleilu Chayavim Al Zidono Koris Val Shegigoso Chatos, the list of the Mishnah. The 36 cases of kares are cases where if it was done purposely without witnesses, the punishment is kares. And if it was done bishogeg, by mistake, the punishment is chatos. And then the Mishnah stated, and this is our focus, va'al lo hoda shalohem asham talui. If a person is not sure if he did the avera, he did something, he's not sure if he ate the forbidden or the permitted. Whatever was on the plates, there are two things. He's not sure. There's a case of Asham Talui, a atonement karban that hangs, it waits. It can atone until the person knows for sure. And then if he knows for sure that he did the violation, he would bring a karban chatas if it is indeed ever verified. Chutz. There's an exception where you would not bring an Asham Talui, and that is min ha-metame mikdash v'kadoshav, a person whose violation has to do with the Tumah of Kodesh, mipnei shu b'yola v'yored, because that carbon normally is an ola v'yored, and the rule of Asham Talui is that it's only brought on a chatos kavua, that you're not sure if you're obligated in the chatas kavua. But if it's an ola v'yore, that's the fluctuating, sliding scale carbon, which might be a flower carbon, might be a bird carbon, might be an animal carbon, that case doesn't have the asham talui associated with it. And our Gemara is going to explore, maybe there's another case as well, that shouldn't have an Asham Talui, and we want to know why it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. So let's see the Gemara. Al Elu Chayavim Al Zedono, Ketani, in the Mishnah you learnt, Chutz Mimitame Mikdash V'Kadashav, that's the exception. Mimai Mapikle, okay, what are you excluding? Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, there were a few things that were just ruled upon. What are you excluding it? Hachiktani, this is the way to learn the Mishnah. Chutz mimetame mikdash v'kadoshav, except for mitame mikdash v'kadoshav. Okay, what's the exception? She'ein mevi asham talui. It's going on the last thing we said, that you wouldn't bring an asham talui. And the reason is, as Rashi tells us, because asham talui is only brought on a chatos kavua, on a regular forgiveness carbon, but not on the sliding scale carbon. Asks the Gemara, V'nisni nami, there's another case that also does not have an asham talui, even though it's a dono koris shigigaso chatos. V'nisni nami, you should also say, chutz mimisha over alav yoma kipurim, except for somebody who had a chet, and Yom Kippurim passed, he experienced a Yom Kippur, she'ein mevi asham talui. You wouldn't bring an asham talui. Let's think about this. If a person was in violation, let's say, of Shabbos, and is obligated in a karban chatos, so Yom Kippurim is not going to absolve him of the karban chatos. But if he doesn't know if he was in violation of a Zedono Karish Shigigaso Chatos, and at the moment his only obligation is a Karban Asham Talui until things become clear, so then Yom Kippur would indeed absolve him of an unverifiable Chet. It's a unique situation. The Torah is not requiring him to bring a Karban Chatos. That's if you know, and you could say a straightforward vidui confession. This is a unique karban, Karban Hashem Talui, and that obligation, which we're really not sure, did you do the chet, did you not do the chet, Yom HaKippurim will absolve him of that. And therefore, our Gemara asks, V'nisni, why didn't you list that also as a case which does not have an Hashem Talui? Amar Rish Lakish said, Kiktani, what was listed in the Mishnah as not having an Asham Talui, is Hecha de Ise Lechatos. The Karban Chatos exists, whatever atonement Karban still is obligatory. V'rachmana Patre, and the Torah absolved him of that atonement Karban, whatever it may be. But Avar Olav Yom HaKippurim, if you went through Yom Kippur, it's not that the Torah is telling you you don't have to bring an Asham Talui. It's less a lechatos de kakoparle. The sin itself has been forgiven. So it's not a rule that you don't have to bring a korban on this sin, but rather that the sin has been atoned through Yom Kippur, and therefore it's not listed in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan gave a different answer, not based on logic or reasoning, which is Reish Lakish's answer. He says, there is no sin, as opposed to there is sin, but you're absolved of the karban. Rabbi Yochanan says the case is a unique case that we were thinking of, and therefore you're not absolved of the Asham Talui. Rabbi Yochanan Omar b'mivait, a person who kicks, who rejects Yom Kippur, he's indeed not going to be atoned by Yom Kippur, and he will still be obligated to bring the Asham Talui. Dika Omar, if he says, in Yom HaKippurim mechaper, I don't believe in Yom Kippur as an atonement. Dihadar bei, when he finally does tshuva, basa Yom HaKippurim, if it's after Yom Kippur, he missed Yom Kippur atonement. Boi la'asuyei Asham Talui, he would be obligated to bring an Asham Talui, and therefore Yom Kippur is not a definitive absolvement of Asham Talui, but rather only Tumas Mukdash Vikadoshov, which is a carbon ola v'yorid normally, and therefore does not have an Asham Talui. No matter what you think, what you do, it's not going to have an Asham Talui. That's the only case that the Mishnah listed. The Rambam, in Hilchos Shgagos, Paragimel Halacha Tes, writes, Chai v'chatos v'ashamos v'adoim. If you have an atonement carbon of the regular type where you know you did the sin and you have to get atonement, sha'over aleihem Yom HaKippurim, and Yom HaKippurim passed, chayavim lahavi lacha Yom HaKippurim. You still have to bring the atonement carbon, because that's the case of knows he's obligated. However, v'chayvei ashamos taluyin, but if you're dealing with an asham talui piturin, then indeed Yom Kippur will be the atonement, and the Asham Talui no longer has to be brought. If he'll later find out, so then he'll bring it at that time as a regular karban. Halacha Yud, Ein Yom HaKippurim, Yom Kippur, or karbanos generally, are not mechaper, ela al hashavim hama'aminim bekaparosam. Only on people who do tshuva and believe in the atonement. Aval ha-mevait bahen, but a person who kicks them, who rejects them, einon mechaprim bo, it's not going to atone. And therefore, kishayachzor b'tshuva, when he does tshuva for real, from be'itoso, from his rejection of the atonement that was offered to him, he's going to have to proceed by doing whatever atonement is appropriate at this time. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.